And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice, Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice, Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Back, hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. Pete Gray here with Rock Cod Rick Mexa in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup, here right next to Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Dwayne Diego from Pinnacle Sport Fishing is here. Boy, are we having fun talking some fishing with this expert here about local fishing and other fishing in other spots, too. And boy, oh boy, are we giving away a great prize today, and thanks to our buddies over at Costa.
You're not kidding. If you didn't hear the earlier part of the show, one lucky caller or texter, decided, as always, by our coin flip at the end of the show, is going to win a $300 gift certificate to Costa Sunglasses. And man, we talked a little bit with Hoos yesterday. Those guys are always pushing at Costa. You know what I mean? Like, they've made they've made fantastic fishing glasses for years and years and years, and like, they don't ever sit and rest on the fact that they're making the best glasses. They're new lens colors, new frame styles, new technology comes available. Like, I dig it. I really, really dig what those guys do.
Who's going to be our guest next Saturday on Let's Talk Hookup for 2 hours talking sunglasses? And of course, Coos is an expert fisherman, too. Writes for PCS Magazine all the time and fishes a lot on Pacifica and other places. He's going to give away one of the brand new pair of Costa gold lenses, which you can't even get right now.
We've got a couple in the shop.
Oh, you do?
You know, we're like, we love Costa. We've been a Costa dealer forever, and you know, we get we're on a program with them where we get an auto ship of some of the new as like a test, and so we've got, I think, three or four pairs of that gold in the shop. Just if you want to come down and see it's like, they're awesome.
Yeah,
it's a great low light lens, provides really good color contrast, and like, don't get me wrong, all of us want our bluebird killer day where you're wearing your gray lens or your blue lens. I mean, that's what we all dream for, but let's be real, it's Southern California. You fish in marine layer a lot. You know, it's cloudy a lot.
May, gray, June, gloom.
And that gold or any of that, like, amber, copper, rose bases that they have, they really are the ones for those cloudy, crummy days.
Yeah. Dwayne, you're a Costa guy.
Yep.
And what's your favorite shade?
I like the King Tide 6s when I'm on the boat, on the water, in the bridge.
Which lens?
I like gray.
Yeah, you're
gray. I'm a gray lens guy. Yeah. Although I did just get a pair of the gold mirrored Spiro XLs, and I used those overseas, and they were awesome. I like them a lot. Then I like the Iries. Those are really, really good frame. I don't think that...
Iries?
Yeah, I think they're overlooked a lot, but they're kind of lifestyle, but they have all the rubber stoppers on the nose and the ears.
Oh, nice.
Super lightweight. They're not a big, giant frame, and they're really good. I like them.
Yeah, there's so many choices.
Yeah, you probably ask me in a month and I'll have a different.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I go back and forth on a lot of stuff. Right now, I'm a green mirror guy.
Oh, and Rinconcito, right? Is your frame?
Rinconcito, and I also like the Tuna Alley too. Alley is a really good one for fishing because I have a smaller face. And, but Rinconcito, and I know you're a Rinconcito guy.
I'm a Spiro XL.
Spiro XL, okay.
He's crossed over.
That's always been mine, and I like Rinconcito too for sure. They make so many good ones.
There's so many good frames.
And are you Tuna Alley or are you Tuna Alley Pro?
Straight Tuna Alley.
Yeah, the OG ones.
Yeah, uh-huh. Straight Tuna Alley.
Yeah, they fit your face right. Yeah. That's the thing about it. Like, we say the same thing. We're very fortunate. We have 244 pair cases in our shop, and it's lesser about what Pete likes, what Rick likes, what Dwayne likes. Put them on, like, you know, we always start with a guy, like, you know, what do you like? Do you like wraparound? Do you like a square frame? I like this. Okay. And then I just start shoveling pairs out of the case. Like, don't worry about anything at this point. Just keep trying them on. And the ones that fit killer, put them in this pile. Mm-hmm. And the ones that don't, put them over here. And like, okay, well, now we got that part. Now let's start getting, and then you just start chipping away. And like, all right, well, of those five, these three, my eyelashes don't touch. And I go, oh, these three, now let's start looking in a mirror and see what you like the looks of, and then pick a lens color, and away you go.
But You got to have more than one lens color. I'm sorry. It's like you just, I mean, you're going to have to buy two pair. I'm sorry. Yeah. Once you get addicted to Costa, you got to have.
It's a dirty game, man.
Yeah, for sure. Well, anyway, today we're giving away a pair of Costas. Yeah. And, of course, with Bob next week, it'll be fun. But phones are packed. They want to talk to Dwayne. Let's chew it.
That sounds good to me, man. How about this time we talk to Frank, called us from Laguna Beach. What's up, Frank? Welcome to Let's Talk Hook Up.
Hey, guys. You know, I was listening to that sad story about the keys. I got one. I was down in my boat. Getting ready to load up a bunch of gear, took a load down in the boat. It's a Michelson, and I shut my car or my SUV back to the hatch. Go back, keys are in the back, and my phone's in the truck.
Oh,
too.
The worst.
So I'm standing there, and I got five guys on my boat waiting for me to bring down the big trollers and the big bag of gear and. Yeah, and I'm looking at myself going, holy mackerel, what am I going to do now? And I can't break into the...
Somehow we lost.
Yeah, shoot, that's brutal. But yeah, I get it, man. Everybody's ready to go. Boat keys locked in the car keys locked in the car, and your phone. You can't call somebody for help. Yeah, brutal.
Yeah. Well, not as bad as being locked in an elevator, though.
With a 2-year-old and a 6-month-old.
That's the winning story right there.
It was a brutal one.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, Frank, as always, buddy, appreciate the phone call. Sorry we dropped you there.
You know, it's funny. I'm going to tell this story just because we had a great guy that used to call us Frank from Long Beach.
Frank Lay.
And Frank Lay was with us for years. He's no longer with us on this earth anymore, but I know he's up there watching over us for sure. But every time we see Frank from Laguna Beach come up on the line, both Rick and I go, Frank from Long Beach, wait a minute.
Yeah. I even said it last week.
Yeah.
Frank called the week previous. Hey, Frank in Long Beach.
Yeah.
It's like I'm reading Laguna Beach on the screen and my mind just doesn't let me go there.
Memory of a great guy.
Yeah, he was a lot of fun.
Yeah, and the cool thing about Frank was that he's a retired teacher, had no interest in fishing, started listening to Let's Talk Hookup, and then he became addicted.
Yeah.
It's an addictive sport, right, Dwayne?
Yes, very.
How many people have you had on
Pinnacle
Sport Fishing that have become addicted to fishing?
Oh, God. Our clientele base is like 90% regular and return.
Really?
So I'd say all those guys are addicted.
Yeah.
Or become addicted to the brand of fishing that you guys offer. You know, it might be somebody who's fished a little bit, and I've done this or that, but what you guys do is just unique. Like, whether it be trophy hunting or just fun fishing on the beach somewhere, like, you guys have a very unique style and way that you do it, and all of your captains kind of... You know, your program is the same, whether you're behind the wheel or any of your guys.
Yeah, thank you. I really appreciate that. I've tried to teach my guys, like, you guys are going to fish how we would fish even if you guys weren't on the boat. You know what I mean? We're gonna fish as high impact and as on it as we can be, you know, and you're going to be, by the end of this trip, you'll be fishing like one of the boys, you know, and that's really garnered a lot of attention and a lot of guys coming back, you know, because they feel like they're learning, they're picking up stuff, and you know what I mean. We're trying to make them not only have an amazing trip, but try to make them a better fisherman and have a better understanding of what we're doing and why we're doing it. So it's worked out good.
It's like doing it at the highest level, but also you step off the boat as buds, you know, like it's just, and then every time they rebook with you, it's just going fishing with your buds again.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And that's a good feeling to have on deck and on the boat. And when you get a crew that walks on the boat that's in that mentality, you know, it's like, all right, let's go. You guys know what we're doing. You know, line them up and let them go.
So, speaking of technique for bluefin, of course, your target this time of the year is bluefin with Pinnacle Sport Fishing. What is kind of your go-to stuff? Are you just straight flyer? Are you casting? What's the story?
By any means necessary.
Okay.
But if I was to pick one, it'd probably be kite.
Kite and fly
fish. Really, really enjoy flying the kite. I really like catching them on the surface lure as well. Sure, I guess I even like catching them on bait.
I was just going to say, I was going to stop both of you. Like, I think the thing that Dwayne does, again, in this space better than most is get back to basics and be really good of getting on a school and fishing fly line sardines. Yeah. Like, the newer style of fish, it gave us all these opportunities to cast lures to them. I think all of us, certainly myself included, get too wrapped up into finding one and putting a lure in front of its face. And you guys do so good getting on them, getting baits to them, catching one, catching another one, catching the next thing you know, like, hey, we made a day doing that when it was struggled because they weren't biting the lure well.
Right. Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah, it's that's it. As soon as you think you want to do it one way, there's another way. You're like, I want to do it that way. And it's all super fun. I think that's a really important thing to be as like a fisherman and as a captain or guide is you've got to be well versed. You know, you've got to be able to do it all good, and enjoy doing it all good. You know, if there's one thing you do okay, but you don't really like doing it, you're really not going to do it that good.
Yeah.
You know, so it's fun each way, each and every way. I think.
I thought it was interesting when Hoos was talking yesterday on the show at Dana Landing about the backpack rig on a flyer on your own private boat. Do you ever use that method where you just like a fly lining a flyer?
Yeah, we have. We've had some bites on it.
Does it bite?
Yeah.
Bit. All right.
It's just
another method, right?
I mean, if you're soaking a fish or you're soaking baits down swell on the kite and you've got an extra rod to send a backpacker up swell, why not, you know?
Yeah.
It's just another bait in the water.
It might
can't hurt. God forbid it gets bit.
Yeah.
there was a number of passengers that employed that. Again, you said it best. You have to talk to the captain and crew if you're going to deploy anything of that style on a sport boat. But in those times when it was trophy hunting from a sport boat, and of course, you know, they might bite a sinker rig, they might bite a fly line, but let's be real, like, when you're on that big fish, that's how it was getting caught. It was getting caught from the flyer, and if you can slide one out on your own and at least be fishing while you're waiting for your number to be plucked off, like, man, you're for sure in the game.
Yeah.
And you know, there was even times when the kite bait didn't get bit and the right one swims by a well-rigged backpack flyer. It's a flyer sitting on the surface, especially if there's a little bit of texture or breeze on the water.
Sure.
It looks killer.
Yeah. It gets bit.
Totally.
I've seen it.
Yeah.
Yeah. You've all seen it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So some great text coming through. You have a good one, huh, Rick?
I definitely do. And this one is from Jimmy in San Marcos. Hey, great show, guys. I love it when Dwayne's on. Such a wealth of knowledge. I'm a private boater, and I've been trying to get better at reading charts to see where I should be fishing. As an expert in this area, I'm looking for Dwayne's opinion on what you're looking for in the various charts, what chart you put the most faith in, and give me some tips. And I'm hoping for some tips on all the charts. Thanks again for everything. Love the show, Jimmy in San Marcos.
I would say Terrafin is my Bible for what I do every day on the ocean, especially tuna fishing. You know, first and foremost, you're going to be looking at your SST, which is sea surface temperature, and then secondly, you're going to be looking at your chlorophyll or chloro chart, which is basically water clarity and how much chlorophyll is in the water. Most of these times, you're going to be finding these fish on the edges of either hot, cold water or clean, dirty water. And it's kind of trial and error. The more you do it, the more you put it together and see what correlates and why they're there, when they're there. But I would definitely just start with your sea surface temperature and your chlorophyll first, and then kind of go from there. You can start implementing currents, current heights. But that's all stuff down the line. Just first get your head wrapped around the color and the temperature, and you know, take a lot of notes, and it'll all start falling in place for you. You know, after about five or six times of you know going, oh, that looks good, I should go there, and it's there. You know, so.
When you talk about taking notes, and when we were marlin fishing a lot, something we used to do on the boat, and I wish we did it more because it's really good to fall back from, was we would, like, print out the paper version of our Terrafin charts, and, like, that's what we would use to scribble our notes on. And, like, half of the paper might just be nonsensical, buddy caught them here, and there's a set of numbers. But, like, if you were to, like, mark on your Terrafin chart what you did and where you saw it and this area had bait, like, it's such a – you could, you know, Monday morning quarterback the next day, like, man, look at that. All that life we saw really was on this edge, or all of it we saw was in this strip of this one little strip of dirty water, or this one little strip of clean water. Like, if you just, like, make your notes play by play going throughout the day, it's like a really nice thing to reference back to, and then it'll teach you, like, what it was that was working. That doesn't mean it'll always be the same, but, like, you'll have that spark to refer back to. Like, man, remember that one time there was that one strip of water that's in between these two temp breaks, and we caught all our fish there, and that same setup is here this week. We should go take a look at that.
Yeah. Yeah, no, absolutely. You'll get these breaks that are, like, 25 miles long, color and temperature, and you're like, oh, it's got to be here somewhere, and you go and you find it, and then next day you can go back and look at why, and that's when you start looking at stuff like current heights,
totally,
altimetry, all that stuff, and then that's when that'll come into play. I've tried to kind of walk guys through it all at once, and you always lose them right there. So I think it's always safe bet to start with SST and chloro and kind of go from there.
Go in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. And what's interesting, too, is that I was having this conversation with Captain Tim Exum from the Royal Star this past week. Is he says bluefin are like creatures of habit year after year. They're in the same spot. I mean, he says, you can look at my chart from last year, and they're in the same spot they were last year, running the same edge, in the same bank, in the same zone. But the difference is maybe that edge moved over here or maybe that edge moved over here, but it's still in the same zone, so watch those zones and edge. Yeah. And that way you can keep a kind of a history of what you did last year in a book. I know Mark Wish always preaches this too.
Yeah.
Keep a history of what you did before and then match it with what's happening today, and you can maybe solve the puzzle, huh?
Yep,
you do that kind of stuff?
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. And do you see that too, that they're pretty much in the same places generally
absolutely.
That they were the year before?
Absolutely. They're very, very much so creatures of habit. I had a couple clients like look at my plotter over the years, and I think one day last year was like May 18th, and the guy's like, "Oh, whoa, that says May 18th, 2022." And I'm like, "Yeah, look how far it is. Hit it. It's a third of a mile away."
Ha! That's cool.
Wow. So I've had it happen twice on the boat.
Twice.
Because it's right there. I'll label my days on or my spots on days and dates like that are anything significant, you know.
So, smart.
That's cool. It's just funny. It correlates to the very next day, third of a mile, or very next year, sorry, third of a mile away.
Yeah.
Same grade of fish.
That's awesome, man. Yeah. I dig that. Hey, with that said, it's time to find out what's going on the water. We got the catch report, our fishdope.com report, and today that's sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego, where you get the premier processing experience. Check out the new and easier online system to book your processing for your long-range trips. Now, with the addition of new team members, Fisherman's Processing stays far ahead of the rest. More same-day capacity, the finest customer service. You can stop by their location in Old Town on Taylor Street or check fishermansprocessing.com. Be sure to make those reservations today. And we got them. Your saltwater guide, Captain Dave Hansen's on the line. Good morning, Dave.
Hey, good morning, Dwayne, Pete, Rick. Oh, my gosh, how scary yesterday was. I can't even comprehend what must have been going through Dallas's head. That would pretty much ruin it for me. I got claustrophobia. I don't even know what. I think about it, and I'm like, oh, my God, I would probably die. I don't know.
Dallas showed
my head would explode.
Dallas showed back up to Dana Landing, and Wyatt was just like cruising, playing in the car, pushing the buttons like his favorite thing to do. And she like jokingly, she looked at me, she was like, I literally just lived out my worst nightmare. And I had to pretend like it was just a rad day and there was no problems. And I was telling the boys like how great this was and let's watch a kid's show. I was living my worst nightmare.
Oh, exactly. And then tomorrow, Wyatt's going to say, hey, Daddy, can we go ride the elevator?
Oh, dude, totally.
Because he gets to see the fire truck.
Yeah, he just wants to see the fire truck again.
Exactly. I'm like, oh, I was listening to that and my heart was palpitating. So,
all right,
gang. Yeah, absolutely. Every time I get on the plane to fly back down here, I go, oh, hope today's not the day we're going to hang out on the tarmac for hours. All right. So, gang, fishing. In between the weather, it is spectacular. Calico bass, Dwayne and I grew up calico bass, and we love calico bass fishing. It is really coming together. I listened to Benny yesterday on your show. Catalina Clementi, the calicos are in that early spawn mode, springtime. It's really fun fishing in between the weather. One of our members was over at San Clemente Island, and I know Marcus was over there on the Fury. There's couple of big schools of bigger grade yellow, that 20-pound plus fish roaming around Clemente. It bites a little bit, but I think it's all dependent on this weather. And then the same thing down at the Coronados. I talked to a few guys that have been down there. There's some schools down there. It's all about this weather. The fish down below, it's all about this weather. That night fishing for bluefin, they're getting them, and it looks good, and there's some humongous schools. A lot of that perfect sport boat fish, that 40 to 60-pound fish, we need that. I know, Dwayne, we love those monsters, but, boy, those small fish, those 60-pounders, that's gold. Can you imagine? We call those things little ones nowadays. It's pretty bizarre. Yeah, you and I would have been stoked to just catch one at one time in our lives.
Catch a 20-pounder, are you kidding?
Yeah, exactly. Oh, got a bluefin. All right, you're the highliner on the boat. Then getting this halibut fishing, still historic. Long Beach Harbor, San Diego Harbor, kicking out phenomenal days of halibut fishing. I had a member 2 days ago, had four legal halibut in San Diego Bay. And it's just insane what's going on right now. And then Catalina's got yellowtail and barracuda all over the backside of the island on the edges of the kelp, that that legal size fish. So I think we're just, let's get this blow over with. Tomorrow, again, the weather starts to look really buttery again. It's going to be bitching. I think we're in store for, like I keep saying, this is going to be like that 83 year. I really in my heart believe that's what we're setting up for.
Okay.
And that didn't even start. When I look in my book, that didn't even start until the middle of July. So people are getting way too over anxious. Just take it easy. Go catch the stuff that's available. Go yellowtail fishing with Dwayne Diego. There's nothing more fun than that. Dwayne pulls harder on a fish than I've ever seen anybody pull in my life. I've never seen anybody pull that hard. It's a violent. It is violent. I just look and I go, wow. That and when you said you broke your rod on that giant DT, I totally see that. I know you dragged hammered down. He's not getting to the rock.
No.
He's not getting to the... Yeah, no, so I know how you broke your rod.
On that one.
So cool.
On the bite. Well, of course, fishdope.com. Danny and the boys do such a great job. They have all the charts and all the fishing information you need. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code hookup, or $30 off. A new code, hookup now, lowercase, all space, hookup now, $30 code to get your discount for a new membership on fishdope.com. And Dave, I don't know. You're not very visual, so how do we find you?
Yeah, I know. I hardly ever put out any content. But once in a while, you might see some of it on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, YouTube, Spotify, Mega. One of those platforms I got a video, I think, on. But, yeah, check me out. Your Saltwater Guide, and I will talk to you guys next Sunday.
Hey Dave, I'm going to throw in I got a chance. I didn't get to watch very much of it, but you probably know I'm kind of a trout fishing freak now on the fly. And you had a guy on from Colorado on one of your...
Oh, my gosh. Wasn't that insane?
Holy mackerel, man. That was a good one.
Yeah. Benny. His name's Benny, that guy. Oh, he's got
talking
it figured
about
out.
Giant fish in Colorado using just different methods.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Giant. They look, it's insane, Dwayne. He's done what we do. He took that mentality from Florida, and he took that mentality, and he took it to the lake there, and he's day in and day out. A 10-pounder's not uncommon.
Yeah.
A 10-pounder is kind of a small one.
Yeah.
It's insane to see those fish.
Yeah, I want to go. If you go up there, I want to go with you.
Absolutely. We're going to go stay at Bill Varney's house. Let's go.
All right. That's good. All right. Hey, thanks, Dave. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, guys. All right. See you next week. Right. Bye.
That's going to wrap up that report. Sponsored by our bros at Norris Lithium Batteries. They're here in Southern California, designed specifically for marine use. Norris Lithium features prismatic cells for extreme durability, solid connection, longevity, and reliability. The Norris Guardian Advanced Battery Management System allows you to monitor the health and charging status by using an app on your phone. Norris also makes a complete line of kayak and electric reel batteries. Make an investment in the best for your boat with Norris Lithium. Check NorrisLithium.com or go see the Trolling Motor Doctor or Angler's Marine in both their Anaheim or their Lakeside locations for Norris Lithium batteries.
All right, you said you had a great text.
I thought so, yeah. This is a question for Dwayne regarding trolling strategies for bluefin. I'm curious what your thoughts are for the best trolling application when you're moving around trying to locate fish. Do you like to put out a Mad Mac, a spreader bar, a daisy chain? Do you prefer to just drive and look, trying to keep my options open? That's from Sean in SDSU.
Hey, Sean, thanks for the question. Personally, I prefer just to drive around and look. I don't like deploying Mad Mac. I'm not really much of a troller in general for any species, let alone bluefin. Main reason being is you put out these big lures like, you know, Mad Max 800,000 yards behind your boat or your spreader bar, and you find what you're looking for and you need to make a move. You're going to be about 10 minutes till you're going to make that move. So I always tell the guys, hey, we're committed to this style of fishing. This is what works for us. Most of my guys already know that. And we just wait and just hold them until we got to fold them and put up the kite. So that's my technique. I know everyone's
different.
And that's
a fun technique.
Yeah, and I know everyone else has their own technique. That's what worked for me.
So. No, but the trolling thing is effective. There's no doubt about it. But, I mean, putting those lures out a mile back there, it's like you say, what if a spot of bluefin pops up just right next to you? You're
Yeah, you always go, it's like, here's the, you know, do you want to be quote unquote fishing, or do you want to get caught with your pants down?
Right.
Yeah. No, that's what's going to happen if you're.
You're right. You put a spreader bar and a Mad Mac a mile behind the boat. You're minutes out of the game of being able to react to something quickly, and minutes might as well be hours sometimes.
Exactly.
You know, sometimes not. Sometimes that Mad Mac might drag across a spot that you never saw, and you get a double on 180 pounders, and it makes your trip.
Yeah,
there's
absolutely.
No knock to
no.
it.
No.
But that's, like you say, that's your strategy.
That's just my strategy. Yep.
Absolutely.
Yeah, to each their own for sure. And they all work.
Hundreds of big fish have been caught with trolling.
Yeah.
It's not a don't do it, but that's not what you guys focus on, finding it and then presenting whatever to it.
Yeah, exactly.
For sure.
Exactly. We're just talking about trout fishing. Let's head up to the Eastern Sierra, talk to our good buddy Ryan Dorr from Adventure and Camping. Good morning, Ryan.
What's up, Ryan?
Good morning, guys. How's it going?
Hey, doing terrific. So excited for the Eastern Sierra Trout Opener that actually this year was a huge hit, right?
It was. It was so nice to have opener back. I mean, after last year, and pretty much there was no opener because of the heavy snowfall we had, this year was beautiful. I mean, we had a little bit of weather on Thursday and Friday before, which is to be expected over opening weekend.
Yeah.
You know, can't have a typical opener without a little bit of snowflakes flying.
Sure.
But Saturday was beautiful. Shannon and I drove around the area, and we, you know, Crowley was packed with boats. The June Lake Loop was packed. People were bringing in some fish. I heard there was like an 8-pound trout out of Convict, and I think a 6-something pounder out of Silver in the June Lake Loop. So it was a great weekend.
So you're able to get Adventure and Camping trailers into a lot of spots now, right?
Yep. Yeah, we're pretty much the only thing we're waiting on right now is the Mammoth Lakes, Lakes Basin, and spots up at Rock Creek, like Upper Rock Creek, kind of in a higher elevation. And we are keeping our fingers crossed that's going to be open for Memorial Weekend.
Okay, so it's cool. Possible, huh?
Yep. Yeah, they're working on it right now, the Lakes Basin. They're projecting Memorial Weekend for that. Drove up there, you know, still a little bit of ice on the lakes. They're getting the roads open. But we've had some beautiful weather. It was cold yesterday. We had snow, upper elevations up above like 8,000 feet. You know, rained down around us. Otherwise, I mean, it's been like in the high 60s, low 70s last week. This week it's supposed to be in the 60s all week. So,
wow.
I think they're going to do it.
Sounds wonderful. What about Tioga Pass? Any thought of when that might open?
I haven't heard anything about Tioga, but if I know they're working on it. A lot of that tends to wait on the Park Service.
Uh-huh.
So if they can get that going, I mean, honestly, just in years past, I'm guessing probably first couple weeks of June.
Yeah, gotcha. So tell us about Adventure and Camping. Of course, we've talked about it here. And what do you guys do, and how do we take advantage of it?
So what we do is we take the work out of your camping trip. We will take a trailer of your choice. We have several different models of travel trailers to choose from. You pick the model that best suits your needs. You tell us where you want us to park it. We service everywhere from Bishop all the way north to the June Lake Loop and everything in between. So Rock Creek, Convict Lake, Crowley, Mammoth Lakes. You pick your campsite. We'll bring the trailer out to you. We set it up, show you how everything works. And then when you're done, we come pick it up and haul it away. We take care of all the dumping and all that. So it really just show up, camp, and enjoy, and then leave when you're all done.
I say it every time. Like, I'm the biggest proponent of it. Like, nothing to do with Ryan being a part of the show. It's the coolest service ever. Like, I got turned on to it by Bart years ago, and it's everything that they say and more. Like, you know, I used to do the desert thing back in the day, and I had a big toy hauler and towing and big trailer and all, like, the white knuckle driving up the road. And to be able to throw the most minimal amount of gear in your car, cruise up and have a beautiful, like, killer trailer that's already set up, it's leveled, the AC's running, and you just, like, throw your stuff in the trailer, and you're parked alongside a creek that you walk out your door and you catch fish. And then when you're done, you put your keys on the table and you drive home again. You're 75 the whole way. And it really is that easy. Like,
so
Ryan and Shannon talk about how nice and easy they make everything. It's beyond that. Like, the website's so easy to use. And, like, you pick whatever level trailer you want. I mean, from a couple of buds that want a small trailer, crazy affordable. Like, it's the least expensive way to enjoy it up there. Oh, and yeah, it's creekside in a trailer that's way nicer than any hotel you're going to stay in. Sure.
It'll put a barbecue in there, dude, bring firewood. I mean, everything.
Yeah, it's the coolest service.
Yeah. And so many different choices in the Eastern Sierra, right, Ryan?
Right. A lot of different choices of campgrounds. You know, everything from dry camping, and then, you know, your full hookup RV part just basically just determines what you want to do. You know, if you want, you know, if you want the electrical hookups, if you want to still dry camp but you want electrical, we have generator options. So, yeah, we can do all kinds of different options for you.
The thing that's so cool is, you know, they exactly like that. You know, Ryan, like, I, when we were booking our first campsites, like, we, you know, we just got some info from them. We went online, found it, booked it, but, like, you know, they were just throwing some questions that I hadn't thought of. Like, well, hey, you know, are you going to bring the boys? Like, do you want to be real close to town? And then, you know, if you did forget something, do you want to be able to pop over to Vaughn's and go buy it? Or do you want to be away from everything and be amongst the big trees in the creek? Or do you want somewhere in between? Do you want a nice, you know, meandering valley with a river at your footsteps? Or do you want a base to hike to go somewhere? Like, that's what's so cool about the Eastern Sierras is all of those things exist.
Everything exists.
And they will put a trailer anywhere. Like, their crew is ridiculous at, like, you know, we got to a rad campsite one time, and, like, how on earth did you shoehorn a 28-foot beautiful giant trailer, like, into this rad mountain spot, and now you're, you know, creekside, rad fishing, you come back from hiking, and you're supposed to take a hot shower and barbecue up a couple of steaks. It's the coolest. They do such a rad job.
Yeah. You ready to go, Dwayne?
Yeah.
Sounds really good. Yeah.
Hey, so cool.
Yeah, me too. How do we take advantage of adventure and camping, Ryan?
So the best thing to do, go to our website, adventureandcamping.com. Very interactive. You can get your price right there. You can see all the campgrounds we deliver to, all the trailers we deliver to. So adventureandcamping.com, and when you go on there, you can submit a request, and then with as little as more information that you have in there, Shannon will get back to you on that. And if you mention that you heard us on the show, first time listeners to Adventure and Camping, you get 20% off.
20% off.
That's rad.
Sweet. Yeah. All right. Adventureandcamping.com. Ryan Dorr, you and Shannon do such a fantastic job and offer such
Thank
great
you.
Service. Yeah. Take advantage of it in the Eastern Sierra. It's time. Book it now.
It'll get you hooked.
Yeah.
It's just like all
it's
those
It's
going
to be a great summer.
Yeah, it is.
See you, Ryan. Appreciate it, buddy.
Hey, thanks, you guys. Have a great day.
All right, we'll talk to you soon.
I got me fired.
Yeah, I know.
That's the thing I'm, like, living for, is for my boys to be old enough to get to go up to the Sierras and camp and doing that whole thing. Like, I can't wait.
I think they're ready now. I'm in the elevator, right?
I know Dad's ready. That's
come on.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including more of your phone calls and texts. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the My Year 1090 ESPN Radio.
This is Pete, and I hear it all the time. That Jim and Mary at Poway Valley Collision are amazing. I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, mentioned Let's Talk Hookup, and they gave us VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. At some point, your car will need a body repair, and I'm confident in saying it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your next car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. When you take your car or truck to Poway Valley Collision, the job and experience will be top-notch. Get it fixed right at Poway Valley Collision, 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check powayvalleycollision.com. If it was possible to improve near perfection in a lever drag saltwater reel, Shimano is the company that can do it. Introducing the all-new Talica 12A and 16A two-speed lever drag reel. These new Talica reels raise the bar of Shimano's flagship reel again with ultra-smooth reeling and powerful drag performance to conquer long battles with trophy game fish. The addition of Shimano's innovative Infinity Drive technology leverages a new drag design to increase drag force and produce produce up to 30% lighter rotation during tough battles. The new generation of Talica now features X-Protect technology to boast high-level water resistance in vital areas. These new Shimano reels feature a Hagani body made of highly rigid aluminum to reduce the reel's overall weight. The palming side plate is an additional 6% smaller than the previous generation. Push the limit. Shimano's all-new Talica 12A and 16A reel, available at your local Shimano dealer.
For quality, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among anglers. But Islander Charters is much more than great fishing. The quality of the captains and crew, as well as the great meals and service, speak for themselves. Comfortable staterooms, a super clean and well taken care of boat, are just a few of the reasons the Islander is so popular. The Islander specializes in 1.5 to 5 day fishing. Experience the Islander difference. Visit IslanderSportFishing.com.
Hey, this is Rosie with Cedro Sport Fishing. We have always been the leader with all-inclusive fishing trips to Cedros Island. We now have 2 lodges to choose from, and both sit on the cliff edge with relaxing ocean views and gorgeous morning sunrises. With direct flights departing through the CBS in San Diego, we are committed to providing first-class service to our guests and an unforgettable fishing experience. Come check out the yellowtail and calico bass capital in the world. Nobody does it better than Cedro Sport Fishing. Call me at 619-772-7570 or check us out at CedrosSportFishing.com. Book soon. Trips are going fast.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning, as you can imagine, with Dwayne in here. It's been a crazy busy morning on the phones. We have one phone line that became available during the break. If you want it, 213-432-1090.
All right, let's jump back on the phones.
How about we talk to Bruce? Bruce is calling us from Lemon Grove this morning. What's up, Bruce? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. Great show as usual. Hey, those blankets work over the bags. They really are effective. Where would we be purchase those, though?
I think you can get them through U-Haul or
any moving and storage company.
Yeah, exactly.
So what you're basically talking about, those pad blankets.
Yeah, the moving insulated moving blankets.
Yeah, and you just put that over, like, your ice that you're keeping or
your kill bag,
yeah, and it just keeps it. It's a great idea. Yeah. Think about that.
And
just keep it that much colder.
Yeah, and, you know, obviously once your fish are all packed away, it's nice and clean. So when you're done with that, you just fold it up, throw it back into rebirth. Or, you know, they stow really easy, too.
Yeah.
If you keep them clean, they're
golden. How do you keep them clean, though, if you're throwing them on fish?
Well, you spray off your bag. And, you know, like, once a bag's packed, that's when we'll throw it on.
Oh, okay.
You know, I just throw it with one fish.
Throw a bunch of blood on it.
Yeah, no. Try to keep the thing clean.
Yeah. But it makes a difference.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
I had a friend that in lieu of using kill bags or, like, in addition to, was using Army Surplus sleeping bags.
Oh.
And says that you only get maybe 2 or 3 cycles out of one, but, like, super thick insulation. He said they'd keep a fish fantastic. Obviously, you could imagine, like, spraying that thing down and bleaching it afterwards, like, it starts to deteriorate real fast. But, like, you know, he said, like, you can pick them up $10 a piece, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
that'd be an option, too, for throwing it over the kill bag.
That's what I was thinking, too. Yeah, you know, you got that heavy insulation. But I think it's great. I had never thought about that, and you're so right. Like, just, you dunk the thing in the water, the sun starts evaporating, you dunk it again, chuck it.
Yeah, they're really durable, those moving blankets. They're hardy pieces.
Good idea.
Yeah, that's great.
Good tip.
No doubt, man.
For sure. Hey, I have a great text here from Charlie in Gardena. He says, I have a question for Dwayne. I was wondering, what is the largest bluefin tuna you've caught on your fleet of boats?
Hey.
Our biggest bluefin tuna is 319 pounds.
What?
Yeah.
Kite?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
You get that one or one of the boys?
That was Mark Sentry's angler.
That's cool.
That
wow. That's cool.
Cameron had a 309 last year.
That's the reason I was asking, because I knew Cam had a really big one. I just didn't know if he held the title for Pinnacle or the boss still got it.
Yeah, I still know.
So you have 2 over 3 in the fleet?
Yeah.
Holy mackerel.
Yeah.
Yeah. They live out there.
Yeah, and it's rad. You know, we're stoked. Our threes have all come from inside the island, between the island and the beach. They're not bank fish, which has been pretty cool. I know a lot of the big ones are coming off the bank, and I'll take one off the bank for sure. But it's just cool to catch one close to home.
Yeah.
Or two close
when you say the bank, that's like the backside of Clemente or something like that. Yeah.
Tanner, Cortez.
Oh, okay.
Out that way. Cherry.
Yeah. Now, with the new boat, you're going to be running out the Tanner, when that stuff's out there.
Yeah, I'll be there. It takes like half hour.
Half hour. 100 miles, half hour.
Yeah, no, we'll be out there for sure. That was another big reason we were going for center console.
Yeah.
I mean, I was so excited. Obviously, I was listening on the way in when you guys were talking about it, but like, what is it going to be like to be behind that rock? Did I hear you right? You said you had twin 450s?
Yeah.
900 horsepower behind the boat.
Yeah.
Oh, my
wow.
God.
I got a little taste of it last year when we started talking with Luke Brown and Everglades, and they had a 44 out here, and they're like, oh, well, we have this 44, you can take the keys. I'm like, well, that's such a big boat, and like, real fast, and I've never operated a 44, or I don't think anything over a 38 as far as center consoles go, and what a game changer it is, you know. And then I've been on the 36, I fished off it in Florida and here. They're just amazing boats. It's a game changer, not only for my back, which is fine now, but just for timing.
Yeah,
you
sure.
know, hauling ass and doing, you know, 5-6 days straight. It's a better program for me, being that I'm 46 now, and I have put my body under a lot of grief on the water over the years. This will make it super comfortable for me again. You know, I was starting to get a little sore.
And again, like, another thing that's unique to Pinnacle is almost every day you have a fleet. You know, and there's multiple yeah. boats fishing, and how quickly you can react if Cam finds great fishing somewhere, or one of the other guys caught it. Like, how much the ocean starts to shrink when you have 900 horsepower behind you. Like,
oh, yeah.
You know, making a move that did take an hour now takes a half hour. That's a big difference. You know,
exactly.
You there and back, you saved an hour's worth of time. That's a percentage of your day that you just gained.
Yep.
Not to discount your two parkles, though. Your 28 and your 25 are pretty fast.
Yeah, no, they're all fast boats, and it's nice when we do need to spread out to go look for it.
Yeah.
99% of the time it works out for us, you know.
How do you guys communicate?
Zolio.
Yeah. The text.
Yeah.
The satellite text.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah.
It's an amazing service.
It is,
and it's
really
cheap.
Good. Yeah. I use it everywhere. I don't, like, most guys just cancel it for the season or for the off season. I take it everywhere I go. It works everywhere I've been.
Yeah.
So. You can be on GBR, send a text to somebody.
Yeah. Yeah. That's we're going to sync. You know, it's just good. It's got the SOS feature. It sends and receives within 5 minutes. I like it. It's a cool little tool.
And for those who don't know, that's just like a satellite based text message service.
Right.
But you can access it from your phone. Like, it uses an app.
Yeah, it's on the Iridium network. Mm-hmm. So, it's an app on your phone. You download all your numbers and everything, and then you can pick, like, emergency numbers. If something bad goes down, you hit that and send your exact location, like an SOS, like a Garmin InReach. But you don't have to have someone call you or text you to send them a text, like InReach does. So.
Yeah, and it's cool. I forget, what, $30 a month or something like that?
$40 a month, think the unit, the puck itself, you can get on Amazon delivered overnight, and it's $250, and then it's $50 a month, unlimited text and SOS services.
$250 a month?
$50 a month.
And it's,
there's no...
$250 for the unit.
Yeah, you can go month by month. There's no, like, contracts.
Or, yeah, but unlimited.
Free. Unlimited.
And you can start it and stop it.
Yeah.
You can put it on pause for, like, $4 a month or something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's a nice service.
Totally.
Yeah, for sure. All right. You have a good text, huh?
Yeah, always. I thought so. It says, good morning, guys. Great show. Are there any spots for singles on Pinnacle Charters? Do you ever have groups that have cancellations or need a person to fill in? That's from Bill in Scripps Ranch.
You know, we're in a pretty lucky situation with Pinnacle Sport Fishing that we have the demand and the supply being three boats. So with that demand, we're really just locked into doing private charters. We don't really need to do the open party thing. We do have cancellations every once in a while, so I think the best thing to do is just call and get on the cancellation list. But other than that, yeah, we're just offering a whole boat private charters at the moment.
That's cancellations cool. are probably like a welcome day off for you guys. Like, I'm sure Dwayne, like, with as busy as you are at cancellation, I'm sure you're not always hustling every time. Like,
no.
Might have a day off to go to service on Tuesday. Here we go.
Yeah, yeah. A boat needs to be fixed or something. But no, typically between May 15th and October 15th, I'll take any day of work I can
get. For sure. Well, let's jump into the phone.
That sounds good, man. How about we talk to Mike? He's calling us from Rosemead this morning. Good morning, Mike. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. Dwayne, in your travels and your exploits, you both said without a doubt that you always go back to Australia and the Great Barrier Reef. Recently there was three surfers were unfortunately lost their lives in Ensenada on the beach. Has there ever been a place or a region that you've been to that even though the fishing was good, it was just not safe enough to go back there, or you just it wasn't worth the hassle.
Headhunters and stuff like that, maybe.
No, not really, to be honest. You know, everywhere I've gone has been pretty tame as far as that's concerned. I've gone surfing in some places that were pretty sketchy, so to say. But as far as fishing goes, no, everyone's been pretty sweet as far as safety is concerned.
Even Baja, I heard on the news, that's like the most dangerous, scary place in the whole world.
I live
in Baja.
Yeah,
you live there half a year.
That could happen.
That was a really unfortunate incident.
Exactly what happened.
Very
sad.
Absolutely. Yeah. And it could happen anywhere.
Yeah, it could have happened in L.A. It could have happened in Imperial Beach.
Yeah, I wasn't trying to make light of that.
No, I understand.
It's a wrong place at the wrong time, unfortunate situation, you know. And, you know, hopefully the families find closure and peace with all that, because that is pretty heavy.
Yeah, pretty sad deal.
Yeah.
Corey Escondido writes, I found moving blankets cheap at Harbor Freight.
Oh, perfect. There
that's
you go.
That's a great idea. Done so thanks deal. For the tip there, Corey.
And they're sold out.
Yeah.
Oh, they are.
No, they are now. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, I think that's such a good call, man. I just never thought it folds up, throws away. That's great. That was that was a really good one. Extends the ice a little bit. You know, you gotta get that trip into Summit Gasoline, get your 100 pounds of free ice.
Yeah. Maybe we can get the guys over at Summit Gasoline start carrying blankets.
Yeah, there
right?
you go.
Boom. Yeah.
Hey, well, I had a fun text too. Says, hey guys, what an excellent show. How did Dwayne decide on your new boat? I can't wait to see it. And a question, is there a head available? Also, are there Everglade dealers in Southern California? That's all from John in Huntington Beach.
Awesome. You know, I was putting the feelers out to look into a center console about a year ago. So I started riding on different holes, Yellowfin, Stevie, Contender, Everglades. My buddy has a 36 Everglades in Florida, and I don't know how to ride on it. And it was actually pretty crappy conditions, real chattery, real short, and a real windy day. And the thing ate it up, and it ate it up with, like, no rattling. Like, it felt like it was on airbags and just the most solid thing ever. And I was, to be honest, I was kind of, I didn't know about the ram cap hole. So when I started looking
at
the ram cap hole from Everglades, so basically that's a stringerless boat. The boat is completely, it's foam filled. So it's a 6 pound by cubic foot density foam, which is very, 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 very dense, very rigid. And each boat has its own puzzle piece of these foam core pieces. So they lay it in, and it's literally like a puzzle piece from the bow all the way to the transom of the boat, and that's the core of it. And then they cover it, glass it, and then vacuum seal it. So the thing is as rigid and as tight as a boat can possibly come. You have no rattling, you have no shaking, literally
no stringers,
and it feels like you're riding on a Cadillac. So
where are they built?
They are built in Clearwater, Florida.
Okay.
Yeah. So I got to go out to the Everglades factory and do the whole tour, and that's when I was just like, okay, this is what I want. I love that. Now I understand why they ride so good. You know, you can tell some of that, but until you see it in person in a factory, it was amazing. I couldn't believe what I was seeing.
Yeah.
I got to see my foam cores get poured. I didn't get to see my boat when I was there, unfortunately, but I saw the foam cores come out of the mold, and that was cool. And fast forward, here we are. I got a 33 coming, or it's here.
Sweet.
It should be fishing another couple weeks. But as far as the dealership's concerned, you can find the boats there at Luke Brown Yachts West here in San Diego. I know they have a 36 for sale. I think they're getting another one here really soon as well. And then the final question I think you had was a head, and yes, we do have a head available on that boat.
Nice.
Cool.
Yeah. Very good.
Here it is.
Hey, Dane in Huntington Beach writes, great show, guys. Captain Dwayne, you fished the islands. Have you fished the islands and the reefs out of Gonzaga Bay in Baja? Do you have any good stories? I mean, that's such a great place and become super popular.
Yeah, that I've definitely put some time in there. Actually, my best friend, his family is one of the original Hito families that own land there.
Wow.
So we used to go a lot when we were younger. It was pretty mind-melting good as far as, like, Cabrilla, Yellowtail, Tortuava before it was illegal. Like, when I was – I can barely humanly remember. You know, I think I was, like, 12 years old.
Did you grow up here in San Diego?
Yeah, yeah.
You did?
Yeah.
So you fished up. Baja was your playground.
Baja was definitely the playground.
Still is
Baja
the playground.
And Salton Sea. I used to go to Salton Sea a lot
Salt
with my dad.
Sea.
That was so epic. That was probably one of my favorite places when I was a kid.
So much fun when it was biting.
Yeah, there in Lake Henshaw used to be all time when I was a grown up.
Really?
Yeah, like the stick-ups way in the back of Henshaw,
It's like two forgotten places, man. That's
yeah,
awesome.
It was so cool being able to grow up and fish there. But, yeah, like a lot of Baja as well.
Yeah. I dig it. Hey, when we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including finding out who's got themselves a $300 gift certificate to Costa. You guys stay tuned. There's more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. Everyone has their go-to fishing spot. My spot is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. Rockcod Rick here to say if you're looking for the ultimate Alaska experience and the best value in Alaska, it's Kingfisher Charters. Owner Seth Bone and his crew consistently deliver deluxe accommodations, the finest food, world-class fish processing, and top-of-the-line fishing experience. We've literally sent hundreds of our listeners to Kingfisher, and they all can't wait to go back. Most Alaska resorts make big promises, and they don't deliver, or they'll nickel and dime you to drive up the cost, but not Kingfisher. Everything is included. Your license, fish processing, super deluxe accommodations, amazing food, airport transfers, your gear. Literally all you need to bring is your layer clothing, and Kingfisher covers the rest. They also have the finest boats and charter captains in Sitka, all for the ultimate value. Take it from me. Book your trip to Kingfisher Charters and you'll thank me. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136, or check kingfishercharters.com.
It's time to go fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. The perfect rod to handle the toughest fish is Shimano Terramar. The secret? TC4 blank construction with Tech Tape outer wrap to shield the fibers from the impact damage. Make sure to match your Shimano Terramar rod with a Shimano Tranks 500. X-Ship and HEG technologies combine to provide the Shimano Tranks massive cranking power with a smooth and effortless retrieve. For all your Shimano needs, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. Spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at Royal Star's sportfishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
For your next fishing adventure, check Point Loma Sport Fishing. They offer half-day trips on the Daily Double and full-day trips on the Mission Bell every day. Perfect for novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips on the American Angler, Vagabond, Intrepid, Independence, New Loan, T-Bird, Game Changer, and more. Visit PointLomaSportFishing.com where you can purchase tickets online. Want to go fishing? Point Loma Sport Fishing has you covered.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hook. I'm having a great time here this morning. All right, it's time to find out who's winning the Costas. Dwayne's going to do us the honor.
Flip that coin.
Flip that prize coin. Okay, we have a caller winning today. Congratulations, Mike in Rosemead. You are hooked up. Brand new pair of Costas. Well, gift certificate.
You a gift certificate.
Anything you want on the Costa website.
Yeah.
$300, bro. Congratulations.
There you go. And Dwayne, so great to have you and hearing about your travels. And can't wait to hear your reports about catching tuna here locally.
Yeah, thanks, guys, for having me again. Always a pleasure being on the show. And, yeah, looking forward to getting to it this season.
Yeah, so if somebody wants to ride Pinnacle Sport Fishing, a new boat or the two Parkers, how do we do it?
Easy way is just give me a call or direct, 619-850-7575, or you can check us out online, www.pinnaclesportfishing.com. We're also on Instagram, Pinnacle Sport Fishing, and yeah, hope to get you guys on the boat this year.
And you have availability in pockets, right?
We have availability across the board this season. Personally, I don't have anything open until August, but you know, I have two other boats with two other amazing captains, and they've got availability, and yeah.
All running out of Dana Landing.
We're all out of the, yep, Dana Landing.
Yeah. And so book the trip and is it you bring your own food and beverage and
yeah, so I mean you can show up with your food and drink and we take care of the rest. You show up your food, drink, all your rods, you know, whatever you however you want to do.
You don't have to bring any rods.
You do not. We have a killer selection of gear.
And it's at a Dana Landing, so you don't have to bring your food.
Yeah,
you
don't.
Get there. So
buy a sandwich.
That's what we all do.
Very good. Hey, thanks, Dwayne. Hey,
thank you. Thanks
to JP for manning the phones today. And of course, thanks to Adam for all he does on the Let's Talk Hookup app. We will be back next Saturday and Sunday. Bob Hoos from Costa will be here next Saturday. And then Sunday, Mother's Day, Mike Morrison from 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing will be here. That's going to be a great couple of shows. Thanks for listening today. We'll see you next week right back here on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio and the Let's Talk Hookup app.